Bolivia, police arrest Cubans caught paying socialist rioters. By Francis Martel on November 14, 2019. Local civilians in El Alto, Bolivia, detained three Cuban nationals and handed them over to police on Wednesday, who found evidence that the foreigners were paying people to riot on behalf of the nation's Socialist Party. The revelation follows the arrests of several Venezuelan and Cuban citizens among the thousands rioting in El Alto and La Paz, the seat of the executive branch, and the positive identification of a man injured during protests 2 weeks ago as an Argentine member of the Marxist Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, terrorist group. Members of anti-socialist groups who organized peaceful protests against the fraudulent October 20 presidential election also revealed this week that they have seen people with white faces, believed to be Cuban and Venezuelan nationals, serving as snipers targeting anti-socialists amid orchestrated riots. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales ran for a fourth term in office in the October 20 election after forcing the nation's constitutional court to find that he had a human right to run despite constitutional term limits. This weekend, the Organization of American States, OAS, published their preliminary findings from a probe of that election that amassed significant evidence of election fraud. Morales responded to the report by voluntarily resigning, fleeing to Mexico, then declaring that he was the victim of a coup. Morales called on followers of his party, the Movement Towards Socialism, MAS, to take the streets of Bolivia's major cities and prevent another government from forming. Nearly 50 high-ranking members of his government also resigned and defected to Mexico, claiming violent threats against them, leaving Bolivia without a president for nearly 3 days. On Tuesday, the Constitutional Court approved the appointment of Senator Jeanine Áñez as interim president of the country who, as deputy Senate president, was the highest person the chain of command left in the country. Áñez is a staunch religious conservative and has vowed to organize free and fair elections as soon as possible, but must first build a government out of those remaining in the country. She appointed a conservative cabinet late Wednesday, as Morales took his MAS supporters out of the country with him. Two of the arrested have been identified as Amparo Lord García Puchaca and Ramón Emilio Álvarez Zapero, employees at the Cuban embassy in the country. The suspects claim they plan to give the cash not to socialist rioters, but to Cuban slave doctors present in Bolivia. Cuba runs a global slave doctor network in which it sends its medical personnel to friendly countries to work in areas where native doctors feel too unsafe to do so. The doctors do not get paid living wages and often fabricate statistics to make them appear more productive than they actually are, according to doctors who have escaped to the United States. The Cuban outlet ADN Cuba reported on Thursday that Bolivian police had arrested a fourth Cuban national, this one identified as Edilberto Delgado Barro, on charges of similarly paying people to loot businesses and burn down homes. Delgado reportedly also carried a bag full of cash on him, a little over $10,000, and identified himself as part of the technical personnel of the Cuban slave doctor network in the country. The Cubans joined three Venezuelan nationals police identified among 25 rioters arrested in La Paz on Tuesday. Police officials said the group had amassed bags of dynamite and /foe, an industrial explosive, and that most of these people have criminal records. "We have captured three Venezuelans, blended into the crowd. Yes, there are foreigners infiltrating these protests," a police official told the Bolivian network UNIDEL. Conservative community organizer Marco Piumari alleged in an interview with CNN en Español Wednesday that some of these foreigners are operating as snipers, targeting anti-socialists who have come out in the streets to protest the Morales supporters' riots. During a march by miners demanding a free and fair election, they faced a vile attack by snipers, allegedly from indigenous original peoples communities in Potosí. "We have seen through images that there are people disguised, people with white skin disguised as peasants, shooting at the caravan of miners marching towards La Paz," Piumari alleged. "They are snipers that I do not believe for 1 minute are peasants." There have been arrests of Cuban and Venezuelan people, identified as such, that clearly shows a joint operation, he concluded, an operation not just executed by militants of the socialist movement. There have been Cuban people instructing peasants to conduct these attacks. Joining the Cubans has been at least one Argentine national, Facundo Miller Schoenfeld, a member of the FARC terrorist organization. Police revealed on Thursday that Malares appears to have been hired by yet unknown individuals to travel into Bolivia and teach Morales supporters terrorist tactics and help generate violence. There are FARC people, there are Cubans, Venezuelans, guerrilla people who have been living here, he noted. All these people, we will target to the fullest extent of the law. Bolivia cannot be suffering because of these people, foreigners who come to this country to kill Bolivians. The arrests of foreign non-indigenous leftists contradict the image that Morales and his MAS party have been fabricating of the thousand-strong mob that attacked La Paz on Tuesday and Wednesday. Interviews with indigenous members of that mob indicated that they were marching into town seeking vengeance after a video circulated on social media of unidentified individuals burning the Huifla flag, an official flag of the state of Bolivia that represents its 36 indigenous communities. The mob has demanded the heads of conservative leaders and adopted "Here we go, civil war" as their marching chant. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.